Caution. This podcast is designed for mature audiences. We delve into topics surrounding sexuality and intimate relationships in a candid and open manner. Please note that we are not licensed marriage or sex therapists, and the content shared here is intended solely for entertainment and informational purposes. If you are under 18 years old or prefer not to engage in explicit discussions about sex, relationships, or mature language, we advise against proceeding further. However, if you're of legal age and comfortable with such content, feel free to settle in, grab a beverage, and enjoy this episode. Just remember, time flies when you're having fun. Oh, and the stories you're about to hear are true. The names have been changed to protect the guilty.
Welcome to Beyond Monogamy, where every episode is a journey of discovery, liberation, and endless possibility. Join your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine, as they peel back the layers of convention, inviting you into a world where passion knows no boundaries. Beyond Monogamy, a podcast that transcends the traditional norms of relationships to uncover the raw, unfiltered stories about the lifestyle. And now, your hosts, Roger Johnson and Janet Valentine.
Here comes Roger coming in hot. So let's get this thing started. Welcome to Beyond Monogamy. I'm Janet Valentine.
I'm Roger Johnson.
Oh, Sass, I'm Barb Tripoli. It's Barbie.
and I'm Steve the Professor.
Now, a bird told me that Barbie has a news story. So hit us with it. What's your story, Barb?
All right. So I'm reading, I don't know, somewhere on social media. I won't even figure out which one. But there was a legit article that a guy had broken a record for masturbation. So no. I looked it up because I was like, come on, is this real? And yes. Now, it's not the Guinness Book.
I'm pretty sure I set that record in high school, but go ahead.
All right. so there was a masturbate-a-thon that was held at the Center for Sex and Culture in San Francisco. And there's a man named Mansubo Sato reportedly masturbated for 9 hours and 33 minutes. Okay. Then he, get this. He broke his own record the next year for 9 hours and 58 minutes. So he is still the record holder.
Wow.
9 hours and 58 minutes. So talk me through that. What would be the criteria that you have to do? Are you actually having to move up and down? I mean, come on.
What are you doing
for almost 10 hours. What are you doing?
I think as to be masturbating, you'd have to be erect the entire time. Number one. Number two, they say if you have, like all the ED doctors say, if you have a erection for more than 4 hours, you should consult a physician.
It didn't say anything about him having any kind of assistance.
And then number three, does he get a 5-minute break for every hour?
You know, a lot
of marathons, you know, a lot of marathons, they give you a 5-minute break, whatever.
Who knows? I know is I would have blown out both shoulders.
Well, I want to know. So,
I'm just saying,
is there skin burns?
Well, maybe he had to train. Maybe he had to train for a long time.
You know,
I guess that criteria wouldn't. I mean, wouldn't you just rub it raw? Seriously?
Well,
I mean,
he would need some slickums. You know, he would definitely need coconut oil,
like a few gallons. Yeah.
Like a few pounds of it. And then my question is, what constitutes? So could you just take your finger and run it around the top of the mushroom? And does that count? You know, how active does that have to be?
Exactly. And is it just touching your penis is the criteria?
That can't be the record, because every 7-year-old boy would have the record then. If all you had to do is touch your penis for 9 hours.
But I wonder if it's consecutive. I'm thinking this is consecutive. I don't know. And it doesn't give his age or anything. It does give his name, but you know.
Wow.
Well, I
Yeah.
think further research is needed, maybe by the professor.
Ah, look up the Center for Sex and Culture in San Francisco, because they
Okay.
seem to be a little on our liberal side if they're having a, it was a charity event.
It's called Center for Sex and what?
Of course it was.
Yeah, the Center for
Raising
Sex
funds
and
for.
Culture. We're gonna jerk it for a good cause. I'm just picturing this like IV bag of Slickums and one hand doing the work and another hand on a button, just like if you're in a hospital bed and you need more medicine, or you need more lube, just hit the button.
Well, they're talking about robots taking our jobs eventually. And
Oh, good luck
so,
with that. Good luck with that.
are we talking about eventually, is this a robot that you hook up and does that?
Masturbates for you? They already make those.
I don't know,
I
but
mean,
like,
for 8 hours,
but
because like who doesn't get tired after an hour, but a robot doesn't get tired.
if the robot is not like standing somewhere, like folding your shirt, and you walk by and slap it on the ass, and it bitches at you, then I mean, it's not gonna work. Let's just be honest. It's just not gonna work.
Yeah, the robot thing. I mean,
So,
now we already have the Sibian. You could ride that thing for 9 hours if you were very liberal,
but hear me out on this. Okay,
limber.
so like when the car was first invented and stuff, they said it's never going to take the place of a horse, blah blah blah. And so there was certain things that changed that made it more like a horse and then better than a horse and stuff. So who's to say that in 10 to 20 years, technology doesn't evolve to make it more palatable, maybe to make it more, maybe that you can make it more lifelike and make it more stimulating, and maybe you can set up your proclivities so that it
Oh.
knows what they are, learns from them, and like monitors your blood pressure and your heart rate and all that other stuff, and figures out, hey, when I touch here, this is what happens and stuff. Maybe it improves. Maybe the robot gets better.
I think you're onto something. I think a business model may be in order. I think you are onto something. That
Right?
technology is not far away.
No,
Not
and
far away.
they
And
have these like
they make those Quora rings. You could
they do,
incorporate
and
something like that, and that gives
they
you all
make these
kinds of information.
they make these lifelike dolls that people are paying a lot of
Oh
money for, right? A lot of money
yeah.
for, right?
Yeah.
So I'm sure the price has got to come down, and then they have those fleshlights, right? That you already can kind
Oh
of
yeah.
feel fleshy or whatever. They've got
Yeah,
to
what is that
improve.
like? What is that like, gentlemen? One of those fleshlights. What are
Have
those
you
things
guys,
like?
I want to know, have you guys ever tried one of them? Sure.
I have
Come
come
on.
I've come close to ordering one so many times and just haven't.
Oh,
Okay, I want to
damn.
know the truth. Steve, have you?
I've not tried the fleshlight. I have tried a pocket pussy.
Okay.
We were at a party and I got it as a gag gift. So I said, okay. So it's a gag, yeah, a gag gift. So the ladies wanted to see it work. So I had a couple of them decide to fluff me, and I used it right then and there for them. And
And
it was very nice,
okay,
very
all
nice.
right.
So I will not complain.
All right. Well, that's good to know. I've always wondered about that. I thought some of them feel really soft, when you touch them and they're fleshy and
This one 'cause it was made of silicone, so.
yeah.
Okay. So our male robot that we have, Barbie, we're gonna like fill it up with Dick Dippers so that when it comes flavored, right?
You could have different flavors, like have it dispense, or even just do a rainbow of flavors. Yeah.
Like
Oh,
strawberry dickory,
I mean,
right? Strawberry dickory
if
and
you're
then penis colada, right?
Hey, if you're going all out, let's go
Just
all out.
saying, you know,
Maybe he could
fuck
make
it.
us a margarita too.
I'm dreaming about, yeah, so the bot can do some housework and stuff. That's fine. You know, do some
Oh, now
housework,
you're
whip up some
talking.
margarita. And like,
Now you're
come on over
talking. Now you're
here and
getting,
let's play.
well, that's really hot. Come over and mop my floor, honey.
So if Steve the professor ordered his robot, custom ordered it, describe what you ordered.
Oh,
Yes.
geez.
Ooh,
That'd
that's a
have
good
to,
one.
yeah, that's
Let's
tough
start with height.
Three foot, 3 foot, right?
Oh my
But
gosh.
wait a minute, maybe they charge by the inch.
But they may. They may. That would be a good one. Yeah. You know, about the height issue, when we talked about that, about the midgets, the dwarf ladies, that's all I get now on my stream of Facebook.
Because they
It,
heard of
it's it's called
talking about
it's, it's called like half your size, and it's just nothing but all these cute little short women, little women dancing around in thongs and their yoga pants. I'm going, wow, that's all I get now. I'm going, okay, cool,
Oh,
whatever. They're
big
listening,
brother,
people. They're
big brother,
listening.
baby, big
Yeah.
brother.
And so, but again, so if Facebook is listening, then the robot can do that too, right?
All right.
And take an algorithm and figure it out. And so I want
Yes.
to know, Roger, what do you order?
All right, don't get your panties in a wad. We will be right back after this commercial break. Wait, who's wearing panties?
Are you tired of explaining that your upside-down pineapple decor is just an aesthetic choice? With Pineapple Prime, we make subtlety simple. Every month, receive curated home accessories that whisper open-minded without screaming it to the HOA. From welcome mats that wink to wine charms that start conversations, Pineapple Prime delivers more than decor. It delivers possibilities. Pineapple Prime, because some fruits were never meant to stay in the bowl.
Now that we're all commando, let's get back to the show.
I want the interchangeable hair color.
Ah.
I don't know. You know, I joke so much in just a toxic masculine chauvinistic way, and all those jokes are just pouring out, and I'm trying to answer this serious. I'm trying to answer it serious.
You don't have to be serious. You could also be funny. I think it's great. This is what is this show for? But what, to be freeing.
I
Just
know, but I do that enough, so I'm trying to be serious.
okay.
It's such a serious topic. Let's add
I know, like it's a one shot deal. You're not gonna get to send it back. I mean,
Oh yeah,
I
it's personalized.
it's I tell you, mine is gonna have an adjustable length and girth.
Yeah,
Okay. So I
very
can
much so.
change it depending upon what I feel like today.
Yeah.
Because sometimes the Goldilocks size is a little bit smaller, and sometimes the Goldilocks size is a little bit bigger. Sometimes it's a little bit wider. Okay. I want to have the variety. So I want to be able to make those adjustments. And I also want. I don't want completely bald. I don't want the lawn to be mowed bare. I want just little stubble, just a little. Okay. And that
Like
would
a
be nice.
golf course. You want a golf course.
Yeah, I want it to be putting green golf course because sometimes
Well
it's kind of,
trimmed.
yes, well trimmed. I want a little bit there because again, as Fabio says, I want to know I'm doing an adult. It's an adult robot. I don't want
Oh,
any
100%. 100%.
I don't want anybody thinking that this is a child robot because that's not on my agenda. It's not. It's my black line, right? So
Right.
gotta have that male and gotta have adjustable sizes and stuff. I want to have. Sometimes I want chest hair and sometimes I don't. I want to be able to turn the knobs and get some chest hair bubbles.
Turn the nipples.
I think you're going to have, I don't know if they can do that. I think you're just going to have a whole fleet of these things.
I
think you're right. I think you're going to have to buy separate robots for separate purposes.
I get to order what I want, and this is in the technology that I want. It's got to be improving, right? This has got to be something
it's
like
getting
that.
There, friend. It's getting there,
right? Yeah. So yep. I really want one that knows how to kiss. Okay,
and you call it Gomez, and it starts speaking French.
Oh God, yes, up the arm, oh. Man,
but you know
I
what?
Goosebumps on my neck.
I'm going to tell you, I think that the interaction of kissing is so human. I have no desire to do that with a machine.
You don't think
it's
you
so
can get
human.
That done?
Nah. It wouldn't do anything.
What if it just kind of grabbed you? Just not like. Not like forceful iRobot when they turned red. You know, just kind of grabbed you and was like, bitch, I'm not a machine. Bring it in.
Yeah. And you turn around, it'd be cold. You know, it's not going to be warm-blooded. It's going to be cold. No, the whole thing about this thing is so personal and interactive to me.
Right. I don't know if I can get
and
that
you know
in
what?
A robot.
It's also electronic. I don't want to stick my tongue anywhere in something electronic, okay?
Is that shot for real?
It can't be conductive like that because when we're penetrating the bejesus out of this thing, like a low voltage frequency will just give you a heart attack. You won't even know it.
Yeah, so, we can't have anything that's electronic.
Me and the professor ain't going out like that.
What a way to die.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And that's sad, you know.
Okay, that's the technology that needs some improvement.
Yeah.
I'm just saying that they have these, they're going to be advances. And so then the question is, what do you really want? And
you know what I really want?
Yes.
I want one to wash my windows. That's what I really
want. Wash my windows and do my dishes. And
I'll do the dishes. Just do the freaking windows. Yeah. Wow. Inside and out. Yeah. But no.
Barbie, I got your rules for your masturbate-a-thon.
Oh, yay.
Okay.
We have some rules. Okay.
They're very simple. There's not a lot. Rules for masturbate-a-thon. Participants must spend at least 55 minutes of every hour self-pleasuring using manual or sex toy stimulation. There's a 5-minute off period for each hour of stimulation, which does not count toward the total time.
Okay.
And the last one is participants are not allowed to fake orgasms. The first detected... I cannot talk tonight, guys. I haven't talked to anybody all day. The first detected fake orgasm will result in a penalty.
All right. I want to know how they detect that. I'm sorry. I have a
taste
lot of
this. Taste this.
Ooh. Okay. Keep going.
Yeah,
keep
I
going.
Had my and finger. Then, I had my that, finger up your ass really, when you started to come, and yeah, no.
Yeah. That's the only rules.
They detect you're faking it. I'm telling you. Come on.
Yeah, it is. I couldn't do it, and here's why.
Because I have a life.
if I was just jerking it or playing with toys, right up until about that 55-minute mark, and then blew it. I've only got 10 minutes because. The last 5 minutes of that hour and the first five of the next hour to like get a sandwich and get a drink and recover. And then I got to get back on the horse. And I don't
take some training. Now, they didn't say you couldn't eat while you were playing. Somebody could bring you a protein shake or something.
So can you imagine this guy? This guy who holds this record, right? He must be a terrible fuck, right?
Oh,
because he's got jerk off itis to the tune of 9.5 hours of jerk off itis.
Absolutely, you're so right.
How long we would be frustrated within 15 minutes. It's become a job and it's not my job.
That's right. Out of here. Yeah.
Nope.
That is not a record I think I find to be.
Did it? Barbie, did it say that women can participate also?
No, I did not see that. It didn't say anything about sex. It just listed that gentleman as the winner or the record holder.
The masturbatathon is a cherished local tradition. Men and women, both sponsored to jerk and thrust for as long as they can in order to raise funds for a worthy cause.
Well, I honestly think now.
So could you, ladies?
Janet, we may need to look into that.
I think road trip.
I think San Francisco's got our name written all over it. Yes.
We stop at the Red Rooster Club on the way there.
Yeah. I can't do it that long, but I'd like to sure put my name in the hat and give it a good old college try. Just to see everybody else. I want to see everybody else.
I don't blame you. And if I was a woman, I would get down there with that on that lay there on that sex machine and just.
It would be easier for a woman to do it than a man.
My hand on the Slickums button. Yeah.
Liquid IV in one hand, you know, just keep yourself.
Yeah.
Keep yourself, keep your liquids coming in and then let them go out the other way.
Look. And think of how slow and deliberate you can be. Your pussy going so slow. I wonder if they let you listen to music or something. And
we could just take out our 9 hours of songs
babe. We could do that. Oh shit!
I thought Roger's throwing off his headset. He's laughing so hard.
It's true. It is a true story.
Look, if you trust me. If you just trust me, we'll go win this thing, okay? It's going to get a little Handmaid's Tale, but you're just going to have to trust me and remember it's for a good cause.
Yeah. It's all for charity. Handmaid's Tale. Ooh. Got some training today, but
you were born for this.
Oh, that's true, man.
Such a great topic. I mean, wow, Barbie, that's like taken up the whole time. That's awesome. I'm supposed to go to a party, not this weekend, but next weekend. So I'll have more information then on that party. And hopefully I'll see my Asian cowboy and some other people and have some discussions on that. And Steve, did we miss any parties? Did you have any this last weekend, or has life just gotten in the way of fun?
Life has gotten in the way, honestly, of having fun. We've been busy working. I'm doing a couple things business-wise. So it's just been really busy. We've not had anything to going. It's been very sad and slow. But, well, other than Elle had her Mr. Good D over last week when we were on the podcast. And obviously I could hear them, but you couldn't hear them through the microphone, unfortunately. So
we might have to get him to stop and actually talk to us.
Oh yeah. Yes.
You know, just spend a half hour talking to us before he services her.
Yes. Yeah. That may work.
I don't think.
And really, Professor Steve, you could also talk about what is it like for a man. How you all have been married for so long, and here you are just nonchalantly talking on a podcast. But in the background, you're listening, your wife's in there getting fucked. I mean, you know, a lot of people's head would explode right about that moment, you know?
And then there's those of us who go, life is really good.
Oh, yeah, we just go, it's normal to us.
Yeah, exactly, it is.
How do you not sit in the room where you can see it and just like, hey, y'all, never mind me.
Yeah. Well, that's fun too.
I'm just going to be over here talking to these people on the screen and with you in the background. Y'all do your thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to watch.
There have been times that we have done that. I'll watch and I'll take pictures. And there's one time she had two of her friends over and we made her airtight.
Oh,
yeah.
She's always wanted to be airtight. So they were doing a DP on her and she goes, come here. I said, okay. And so she says, I'm going to suck your cock. So I got undressed and the three of us worked her over. So.
Woohoo.
But yeah, it's
what
not.
A woman.
Yeah. You know, and I can't explain it, to be honest with you folks. You know, it's my view of sex has always been a little different, and I've always viewed sex, and as everyone knows, I love my wife dearly. We've been together for 40 some years, been married for 40, but I've always viewed sex, even in high school, as a toy, you know, and it just because I love my wife, just, you know, I think sex is a fun hobby. So if I'm horny, I'm going to play with someone, I'll just take it down off the shelf. I'll play and put it back up on the shelf. And it took Elle a little while to come to that place in her head, I think.
Right.
You know, that to what it is.
Well, because you're taught it's a betrayal. You're right. You're taught by society that it's a betrayal.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
And then she grows a good little Catholic girl, so that's made it even worse.
Oh yeah, oh man, major guilt. Woo!
I can major see guilt. I can see it being easier to make that separation mentally separate it when mm-hmm. when your partner's your best friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and
100%.
And that friendship's just rock solid.
Right.
And this is just fun. This is just the toy we've got on the shelf.
Right. It is.
Recreation.
Yeah. Right.
And you're not walking on long beaches with this person that, you know, telling them your life story or your secrets or whatever. You're just getting your brains fucked out.
Yes. It's cathartic. It's cathartic. Trust me. It's cathartic.
I will tell you one thing that Elle did tell me this past week. She says, I want to go to New York.
To go to some clubs?
No. So she said she wants to go to New York and get used by Beauregard and his friends. She wants to.
He would know people. He would know people.
Yeah.
Yes, he would.
And I told her, I said,
let's go.
No. I said, I will book your ticket tomorrow for
so she can go by herself.
Yep. So
God, I hope the shutdown doesn't impact that.
Yeah. So
but go girl.
Yeah. All right, well, I think it's time to end on that good fantasy, and what I can say to all the flies on the wall is if you made it through all of our great dreams of robots and things like that. I hope that you get to think about what you would want. If you want to contact us and get in all the conversation, if you would like to be a guest on the show, please find us. We are at beyondmonogamypodcast.com. Smash all those words together, spell them correctly, beyondmonogamypodcast.com. You can find all of the old podcasts. And because we're out on wherever you can find podcasts right now, you can also send Roger a note or send me a note, and you can tip Mandingo, our producer, because he's great at this and he does it for free right now. So he will definitely accept tips. And yes, I know that he listens to these and it makes him happy. but that's not enough of a tip. He needs a little bit of money. Hopefully for the tip. And I hope that you guys come again and come again and come.
That's it for this episode of Beyond Monogamy. We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and we look forward to having you back again for the next episode of Beyond Monogamy.